Hello there, and welcome to another episode of The Sports Report. I am your host, Ben Meredith, and today we are doing a solo edition of The Sports Report because today I just really want to talk about the March Madness round of 64 and 32 games that happened. But to do that, we're going to talk about the Sweet 16, and I'm going to preview who I think is going to win those games. So we'll start in the East region. They play 7 o'clock on Friday. I'm recording this Thursday morning. At noon. And so, yeah, we'll talk about this one. I had Kansas winning this game. They did not make it this far. But I think Duke versus St. John's, this will be a really good game. I'm bummed that I will likely not be able to watch it. But yeah, give me the Johnnies to win this one. I just feel like Patino is going crazy. And I'm very curious to hear kind of what Duke's locker room is like. There's been, with all the craziness going around at the ACC at the moment, with Carolina losing their head coach, or firing their head coach, and then NC State head coach leaving. So the triangle rivalry is falling apart. And so I'm curious to see what Duke's head is and all that, what Shire's head is and all that. But I think he's not distracted. I think Duke could definitely win this game, but I want the Johnnies to win it because I'm biased. So give me the Johnnies. And then going down, you have Michigan State, UConn. I have Michigan State in this game. I have Michigan State winning this game. I think UConn is not as advertised this season. I think they got blown out by St. John's earlier in the season, so I don't think they want a rematch against St. John's. I don't think they're going to get it either. I think they're going to lose. Give me Michigan State to my Elite Eight. In the South region, Iowa, Nebraska. This one I did not see coming at all. I did have Clemson beating Iowa in the first round, and I had Clemson going to the Elite Eight originally. That has now changed. Give me Nebraska. I think they're too hot. They're very good. Iowa, I feel like you had a couple lucky bounces there towards the end. Really just a bad coaching adjustment by the Florida head coach there. I think that can cost a team championship, and I think it might have there with Florida. There's going to be a whole lot of what ifs at the end of that one. And then Illinois-Houston, this is the bracket that Carolina would be playing in, but they lost in the first round. And Illinois-Houston, this is a really good game. It'll be at 10 o'clock tonight. I think the fact that it is in Houston's backyard, it's in Houston, Texas, give me Houston to win this game. I still think it's a good game, and I think if it was a more neutral site game, I think Illinois has it. But give me Houston to go to the Elite Eight to face off against Nebraska. That is such a wide-open region, in my opinion. Or not region, but yeah, region. And then we go to the West, where Arizona and Arkansas play. Give me Arkansas. I have faith in this team. Darius Acuff, Brazil, there's a handful of other guys on that team that I just truthfully believe they play tonight at 9:45. That'll be a late game. I think Arizona has a shot, but just give me Arkansas in that one to go to the Elite Eight. Texas-Purdue, I have Texas. I didn't even have Purdue making it past this game, but they handled their business against Miami. I think Texas can be an 11 seed in the Elite Eight, and they can be that Cinderella team of the season, even though it's an SEC school. No one really likes an SEC school being that top-tier team, but yeah, I think that's a true result of what could happen. Give me, in the Elite Eight for the West region, give me Arkansas to go to the Final Four. In the East region, give me Michigan State over St. John's. In the South region, give me Nebraska. Ooh, actually, give me Houston over Nebraska. In the, what region is this? The Midwest region. Man, did I even talk about the Midwest region? I don't even know if I talked about the Midwest region for the Elite Eight. I did not. Tennessee-Iowa State, that's a good game. Just give me Iowa State. I don't know anything about either of these two teams. Give me Iowa State. Alabama-Michigan. My heart's telling me Michigan. But I don't know. This game is truly the most toss-up game. That one is tomorrow night at 7:30, around the same time as the Duke game, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, same time as the Duke game. 7:10, 7:15, or 7:35. There's the differences there. That is such a toss-up. I do think man, give me Michigan. That'll be a tough game, but give me Michigan. I think Michigan gets it done, and then I think Michigan will go to the Elite Eight. I think Michigan has the chance to get it done. And so then Michigan over, I think Arkansas can beat Michigan. And I think so that's one of my championship games. And then I think it'll be Michigan State versus Houston. Give me, man, give me Houston and then give me Arkansas. I think Arkansas can cut down the nets in March or in April, on April 6th. I think it'll be Arkansas, Darius Acuff, who will, I think, submit himself as one of, if not the best player to ever play under Calipari. Yeah, that is my kind of breakdown. And you're probably wondering, for two podcasters who are clearly Carolina fans, what our thoughts are on that. Dad and I will give our thoughts. Dad is currently on vacation. Not vacation, but on a trip. And so he cannot give his opinion. And I feel like it'll be best if we both give our opinions at the same time. And so we will talk about that in the next episode, which will probably be in a couple weeks. So yeah, stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for some articles to be written about it. And yeah, thank you all for listening. This has been the Sports Report, and go basketball, because I can't say go Tar Heels anymore. Go basketball.